Nibbleshire with Flyhook. Let's hear now from Erin Moroney, founder and chief nibbler at Nibble Simply Foods. Erin, welcome back to the podcast.
Thank you very much for having me.
You provide low sugar and low GI foods. That's the whole purpose of Nibble, isn't it?
Absolutely. So our USP is super clean, lower sugar snacks. So it's all about really top quality ingredients that are really healthy and low in sugar.
You say that and maybe people will think, bleh, but since you started, you've really changed that thinking.
Well, we hope so. So during lockdown, I created a new range, which was a set of biscuit bites. And one of the challenges with having a lower sugar product is people love sugar, you know, so you're kind of up against it from the beginning. But I came up with this idea to create our own chocolate. And that was very much because I had something in my head that I was looking for. So I wanted chocolate that was 80% plus cocoa mass. I wanted it below 17% sugars. And I wanted it sweetened with coconut sugar instead of refined sugar. And I also wanted it free from emulsifiers. So probably quite unsurprisingly, it didn't exist, you know. So I looked all over the world, couldn't find it. So kind of started a mission to create our Madagascan chocolate chips, which although it started as an ingredient for one of our products, it's actually become, you know, by far our best-selling product and our kind of hero product.
It's great, isn't it? Because when you look at things like that, when you develop products like that, you can't really imagine the success that they're going to take off.
We were really lucky with these, and in all fairness, my shareholders thought I was a bit crazy because no one creates an ingredient for a product. You know, it's just not generally how things work. But I'm so kind of dedicated to the kind of clean ingredient mission that I didn't really want to compromise on this. We got lucky. We found someone who would take our recipe and make it for us because chocolate making is so complicated. And, you know, it's just become really, really popular. So Madagascan cocoa has a lot less natural bitterness in it than other cocoa masses. So it means you can get away with a lot less sugar and it has the perception of tasting sweeter. So you don't get that sort of really sharp bitterness that you typically get with really dark chocolate. So like little kids love it. And it's kind of the perfect healthy ingredient because it's something that people will eat even when they don't realize that it's healthy. So that's a kind of big win for us.
Let's have a look then at the new trail mixes. There's a nutty chocolate chip one and a chocolatey mango magic as well. Something that you'd been looking to add into the range for some time?
Well, it's quite funny how it came about because, our chocolate has been so popular. And I typically will take a handful of our Madagascan chocolate chips, which have become a number one bestseller in the chocolate chip category on Amazon, which is kind of mental compared to all of the really big companies and all the full sugar versions. So I kind of typically would just eat a kind of handful with some nuts. Then I was thinking, you know what, we should really do something with that. And there are all these new guidelines. They're called HFSS. They're government guidelines around high fat sugar salt. And in all fairness, they are 20-year-old nutritional science. They're sort of based on this really archaic formula where carbs are good and fat is bad, which is not something that most people believe anymore in the nutritional world. But it's very much restricts where products can be sold. So if a product is not HFSS compliant, it can't be sold by the tills in big supermarkets. So if you go into a big Waitrose or a big Sainsbury's, you'll now notice there are no chocolate bars at the impulse section by the tills.
And that's quite because some time, of the HFSS. Wasn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. So this only just changed probably about a year and a half ago. So really what I was trying to do is I was trying to work out how to get a chocolate product by the tills. So I looked at what I was doing at home, combined it with the HFSS idea, and I reverse engineered the product. So I started with the chocolate and I put as much chocolate in as we possibly could get and then worked backwards from there.
What has the overall development been like to get the health taste balance like, I suppose?
Yeah,
has it been a long process?
It's been a really long process. So it's taken about a year in development to actually bring to market, which, I mean, it looks like a super simple concept because, you know, we already make the chocolate chips and we're adding a blend of sort of really premium nuts. in the chalky hazelnut mango mix. That's a combination of our chocolate chips, organic dried mango. It's got roasted hazelnuts and almonds. So you just kind of figure that's super straightforward. But actually, the thing that really took a long time in the development was the quality control in terms of how to get the perfect mix into each bag. Because I had had an experience before where most of the mixes you get, they mix all the ingredients in a giant vat, and then it drops into these little bags. And whatever ends up in the little bags, it's totally random. So some people might get all nuts and no chocolate or whatever. And I've had that experience trying a sort of mix before. So that was my first really big problem to solve, which was how can we control the ratio? So that's what basically took us so long in the development. It took probably about 6 to 8 months to even find any manufacturer in the UK who would be able to pack by ratio. So there's basically four different areas that the ingredients come from, and they're each packed into each little bag so that we can more or less guarantee that everyone gets the right amount of chocolate, you get the right amount of mango, so some poor person isn't shortchanged on their chocolate.
And Erin, what we fail to maybe realize is the actual price of raw chocolate.
Yeah, so in the last 16 months or so, it's gone up in price by over 300%. So for us, our chocolate's 81% cocoa, so there's absolutely no place to hide from the commodity increase. And that has largely happened because it's just a supply and demand. So there's been very little supply, and that's basically due to global warming. You know, so poor weather has caused really small yields, and the price has just shot up. It's quite scary, actually, how quickly the price has gone up. It changes per kilo by at least $1 every day. It's really unstable. But that was actually part of the reason why we developed the trail mix, is I was trying to come up with a way to reduce the total chocolate in one of our products, but without having to compromise on the ingredients or the product. So that was also another kind of happy accident with the trail mix.
You don't need me to tell you this, but I'm going to anyway. I had my first trail bar, and I was equally as full as, say, a product you can buy off the shelf in terms of a quick chocky bar, that kind of thing. So there you go.
I mean, it's they're super satiating. So the nutty chocolate fix only has 2 grams of sugar, and again, this is from coconut sugar, and it's just really, really satiating. So because it's mixed with a blend of cashews and almonds and our chocolate, it's just the kind of perfect balance. So you get a lot of protein from the nuts, and you get the fat from the nuts and the chocolate. Because there's so little sugar and it's all low glycemic index, and also it's really high in fiber, which I think is something which people kind of underrate. And when you have really dark chocolate like ours, which is 81%, I mean, it's a plant and it is extremely high in fiber, which really helps with making you quite satiated.
And compared to others as well, just the figures you see, the percentage of sugar as well, it's really a positive sign, isn't it? Compared to
Yeah, I
others
mean,
on
it's
the shelf.
absolutely. I mean, it's funny because with the Nutty Choc Fix, it's over like 322% less sugar than other average chocolate trail mixes, which we didn't even put that on the pack because it just seemed so absurd how much lower in sugar it was. It almost seemed a bit unbelievable. So we just leaned in to the fact that it has, 92% less carbs. But most trail mixes are filled with sugar. A lot of them have got emulsifiers. Some have got shellac, which is really gross because it's something you put on furniture. But obviously shellac is usually made from insects. I mean, it's so strange. There's a lot of junk in the typical trail mix and a lot of sugar. So we've just totally stripped it back.
And the good thing is, as well, you're online and available to purchase via the Ocado app. That's a big step.
Absolutely. So we're really excited. We launched our trail mix on Ocado just a couple of weeks ago, and those have been really popular. And I think it's really just, for us, we're just trying to provide a sort of ultra processed free, lower sugar option. And what's great about these is that, there's nothing to not like about them, really. It's got really great quality chocolate, and our chocolate is a bestseller in the category. And it's got really high quality nuts, and in the case of the mango flavor, it's got some organic dried mango. So they're super clean, really healthy, and they're just handy to, I mean, I just have one in my bag the whole time, which yeah, they're just really super convenient and really healthy. And we work with a lot of nutritionists, and this is exactly the kind of thing that's highly recommended, which is just clean, lower sugar, satiating, ultra processed free options.
Given the fact that it's taken so long to launch these, no doubt you're testing 8 or 9 different recipes all at once today as we speak.
Do you know what? I really had no idea how long this would take. I thought this product was going to be the easy one, because it seems like it's quite easy. So I really underestimated how long this would take to bring to market. Currently, I've got a few more bites, which are in development, which are nearly finished. I always seem to have a lot more ideas than I have time to bring new products out. So, which I guess is probably a good
Hey, well,
problem
that's
to
good.
have rather than not. Yeah, they're not having the ideas, but we could certainly use with a full team who could speed up the process and help bring them to market a bit
In
earlier.
that case, and you'd probably be aware of a TV presenter on a home shopping network that suggested a brownie flavour, and by the next time they were on air, they came away and they presented him with it. So after this
No, I haven't
podcast,
heard about that.
I'll come up with a couple of suggestions for you. Is that all right?
Absolutely. I'm sure we can pull something together. I'll
Oh,
see you
brilliant.
in probably a year to 18 months then.
Oh, I'll get me order in now. And finally, obviously, it's about refining how things are done, really. And you managed to pick up a couple of awards along the way. So tell me about those. That's not why you do it, but the recognition of others for the work you do is just that extra little bonus, really, isn't it, Erin?
Yeah, absolutely. So we've won a number of awards, and even on these new products. So our chocolate chips have won a Great Taste Award, which for us is really the best possible outcome because they don't consider the healthiness of the product at all. So it's purely on taste, which is, when it comes down to it, how most people are really shopping. So that's great. The chocolate mango also won a Great Taste for that mix. And the Naughty Choc Fix has won a Nourish Award. So, those things, it's just great to get the positive reinforcement. And certainly with awards like the Great Taste, I think it's something, I mean, I'm heavily influenced by it when I'm shopping, I have to admit, whenever I'm looking at three products and one has a Great Taste Award, I always go for that one. So I think that's just one of those things that just helps to let people who know a little bit more about the product who might be trying it for the first time, it just gives them a little bit of extra confidence. So that's really helpful.
Find out more about Nibble, nibblesimply.com. And if you head to our homepage, there's a logo for Nibble, and you can use our discount on the entire range. Erin, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate it.